What's up, everyone? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Radio. I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and now we got a model joining us from the state of Connecticut. She goes by the name of Anna Perez. What's up, Anna? Welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe. I definitely appreciate the time we're going to be taking to learn about you and as a person and as a model. And I look forward to sharing that story with everyone that's willing to listen. We're going to kick this off with our intro questions to get a brief background story on you, just so our listeners can understand who you is. So if you don't mind, can you fill our listeners in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Well, hi. Well, thank you for taking your time too and interviewing me, you know. And my name is Anna Perez. I'm from Puerto Rico. I came to the U.S. 9 years ago, and I was modeling out there in Puerto Rico first. And when I came to the United States, I completely blocked myself because of, you know, my knowledge from not knowing English and not knowing people out here. It just kind of, like, stopped me. But 2 years ago, I decided to, you know, keep going, and I did my research to look up some agencies that I can work with or collab with. So I found JC Modeling, and that was one of the best decisions I made because they helped me with everything that I needed to know, all the steps to start modeling again. And now I'm just like kind of chilling and going with my journey. And I also do customizing on the side for myself, like clothing and shoes. I also paint, but that's just on the side. And I'm only 19 years old. I'm Puerto Rican, like I said, and yes.
Awesome, awesome. So just to add an additional question there, how was that transition going from Puerto Rico to America? Did it seem like it was hard to fit in, or did you fit in real well?
For me, it was hard because I was a very shy person. I was not really outgoing. I was more like a stay-home person. And I, like I said, I'm very shy, so I don't really talk to people like that. But now I'm comfortable. Now I, you know people out here and made my group of friends. But it was really, really hard for me back then. I would say I was struggling making friends or just like talking to people in general.
You said that Spanish was your first language. Was it hard for you to understand English?
It was not hard, but it was hard for me to start talking to other people because I would kind of like, I would tell myself that I can't, which I knew I knew how to speak English, but I would just kind of block myself and tell myself I couldn't.
Okay. And now look at us. We're talking in English right now.
Yes.
Hey. So modeling has become so popular to so many people because the internet has broken the barrier between what a model is and what it isn't. Even though many have dreams of signing to an agency, they still champion themselves as a model independently. What was that spark that drove you to champion the thought of being a model, and what was everyone's thoughts around you when you made that decision to do it?
So the spark that helped me to become a model or wanted to be a model is because I have two aunts where they're like very good artists. One of them is actually a model from Puerto Rico, and she goes on shows and like on ads in Puerto Rico, and she promotes like beauty products. It can be for like hair or like skin products or clothing, anything. And she's a very, very pretty girl, and she was one of the persons that helped me to, you know, wanted to become a model. And my other aunt, she's a very artist and like a good artist on painting and stuff, so she like goes to the malls and like do artwork on the walls and stuff like that. And they were the first people that helped me to like put my self-esteem up, I would say, and just like become a model, because not everything you have to do because other people do it, but they see the potential that I had in me. And I'm a very, very tall person, so that's one of the good things I have to become a model, because models are, you know, very tall and skinny from what internet puts them as. So that was one of the things that kind of pushed me to look to be a model. Yeah.
It must be really awesome to have that support system from a line of a family that's very creative as well, to push you and stuff like that as well. You know what I'm saying? And now that internet is here, things has completely changed the idea of what a model actually is. so much has changed, and you know, it's good that people like you are actually considering on doing that, because you're actually changing the narrative of what it is to be a model. You know what I'm saying? So I tip my hat off to you, and shout out to your peoples over there that influence you to do it as well. Now, one thing I've spoken with others about is the lines that cross when it becomes to building their portfolio and connecting with photographers to get the photo shoots they're looking for. You come from a religious background, and I'm sure those ties had some influence on your work and the kind of modeling you're open to doing. So just so photographers would know that, may be interested in working with you, what kind of photo shoots are you most comfortable with doing, and which ones do you not do?
So I'm mostly comfortable in photo shoots where I like promote beauty products, whether it's hair for face or jewelry, like your hands. I don't want to have a photo shoot where I'm showing my body, because that's one thing the internet puts out there, sexualism. And that's how men's, or just in general, the world sees women sometimes, sexualism, because most of these models, what they do now, it's like bathing suits or very, very like a clothing that they show their whole body. And I don't want to do that. I want to do something where I'm like very comfortable, which is like covering my whole body parts and stuff, whether it's like promoting a coat, a sweater, joggers, a workout set, something, you know, comfortable, and that I'm not showing my body parts or anything.
That's completely understandable as well, you know what I'm saying? So, you also did a photo shoot with your uncle, which shows that you have some level of support system from members of your family, like you stated before in previous questions. When standing behind that camera and striking that pose you feel would embody that perfect shot, what kind of thoughts go through your head, and what is the message you want to send when the results of each photo you do is published to the public?
Man, I be having fun with myself, like just being myself, being me, being a happy girl like I am, and what I want to put out there, like for other people to see, is that not everything it's makeup or everything is like showing your body parts or having a lot of jewelry is how people do nowadays. I just want to put the message that you can be who you are and, you know, be the person that you are, and you don't have to show nothing. You can show your beauty. You don't need to wear makeup, you know, because everybody's beautiful in their own ways, and we're not perfect, but we're beautiful in our own ways. So that's what I want to tell, you know, that's my message to put out there, that people can be comfortable their own way. They don't have to like hide behind makeup or behind anything, so other people can just like them or see them as like a cool person.
I respect that. Every person I interview had other things that they were into that they would like to do and make a career out of. So is there anything else besides modeling that you would like to make a career out of in the long term?
I would like to have my own boutique with my own clothing brand, whether it's like shirts, sweaters, or shoes, hats, anything with a good and positive message for people. That's something that I'm really looking forward to. And painting. I love painting, so I would be glad to like paint for other people and make them happy with my artwork.
Yeah, speaking of painting, we're going to dive a little into that as well. Like, when did you start getting into painting, and like, what kind of things do you paint? And as far as like the situation that you got going on with your uncle, like, can you tell us about this custom brand that you got going on with him just a little bit?
Yeah. So I just started making customs for people. I do whatever they want me to do on their like sneakers or sets, whether it's like sweats or shirts, anything. And with painting, I've been painting since I was little. I just do paintings for myself, and I love to do like woman body parts. Like right now I'm sitting in my room and I'm looking at my wall because I have a lot of canvases with body parts or just like an eye or stuff like that. I like to draw realistic stuff, and it's pretty cool. I just dive into painting and forget about other stuff that are in my head.
Wow, that's pretty dope. So So that's basically like your, like when you want to get your mind off things, sometimes you just kind of just lay back and just glance at the walls and reflect or something like that?
Yes, it's just like kind of a hobby, and like you just forget about your problems, let's say, and you're just, you know, chilling and painting and you're relaxed, meditating there.
Was it hard for you to learn how to paint?
No, not really.
Pretty easy. Awesome. So is there anything you're currently working on now that we should look out for in the future?
Like I said, just customizing clothing and the painting. That's really about it right now. Because my modeling, I take it serious, but it's not something that I'm, like, pushing it, you know? It's just, like, if it comes, it comes. And if it doesn't, then I, you know, keep going. Life keeps going.
I like that mind state. So are you currently working on any new pieces of art, though, at this particular moment that you haven't completed yet?
In this moment, I do have a pair of sneakers that I'm working on. They're going to be red Dior's with white, the Air Forces, the white ones. Yeah, I'm going to customize them red.
As far as painting goes, like, what is the vision behind this? Like, where do you see this painting thing going? Like, what do you want? You want the gallery? Like, where do you want to see your painting go in the long run?
Well, I don't want a gallery. I want kind of a boutique of my customs. But with the painting, I would love to just, like, have customers from all around the world, like, from other states, and ask and be interested in my painting. But I don't really want, like, a whole gallery or nothing. I can have like a kind of like a website with my artwork, but I'm not looking for a gallery or anything like that.
Keeping it simple. So what is the best place for someone to reach you if they would like to work with you, buy some of your items that you have, and who are some of the people you would like to shout out?
So the best places could be my phone number. It could be my social medias. I'm very active on social medias. Like, if people text me and stuff, I'll answer, and my email. And if you would like me, I can tell them my email and my phone number here.
Go ahead, fill them in.
So my phone number is 860-389-6333. My email is lanapere@icloud.com. And the people that I want to give a shout out is my uncle and my aunt. My uncle, his name is John. He's I tagged him on my photos. He's the one that be taking pictures of me. We collab together. And my aunt, her name is Jainez. I will be tagging her too. She do very dope artwork, and she's willing to like do shippings and stuff for other people that want to buy her artwork.
Family of creatives, man. You gotta respect it. Gotta respect it. Now, where is there any place they can go to check out this work? So, you know, because, you know, you're saying they're gonna call in these numbers and all that, but is there any place they can go right now where they can find this art, or are you currently in the process of putting everything up for them to see it?
I can definitely tag her into my bio, and you guys can go into her page and check out her work. She also have TikTok. I'm not sure what's her TikTok name, but I will find out and put it in my bio too, so they can check out her artwork.
All right, and how do they find your page? Can you spell it out for the people that don't know?
Yes. So my Instagram page name is Jireshka, and it's Jireshkaa. Ooh. I know it could be a little bit complicated to pronounce, but that's my second name.
I was just about to say that. I was like, thank God we went with Ana Perez.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and filling me in with all this information, man. It was real good. You came through. This is your first interview that you actually did, and you came through and you hit a home run. And I appreciate you coming through and blessing us with that little voice of information, because we soaked the information in here like a sponge. And I appreciate you sharing it with the Internet Hollywood universe. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate you for taking out the time to interview me.